Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Roma Inter post-mortem edition of the Roma Press Podcast. We hope that you are doing better than what we saw unfold before us at the weekend. Andy, I'm hard-pressed to think of what we can discuss for half an hour. Maybe we can do Batman movies again. Maybe
yeah, people seem to like that. It seems like I lit a spark.
Batman and Robin, they did like that.
Yeah, it's always nice to see, you know, maybe that's the thing about movies. Sometimes they're so hated upon the release that you have to go back to them and see if they still stink. In the case of Batman and Robin, that movie still stinks. And I'm glad that people are rediscovering the immense piece of excrement that movie keeps on being well over 25 years now since its making.
Well, speaking of excrement, that's probably the best way to describe what took place at the Olympico.
I served it to you on a silver platter.
Yeah, that was on a silver platter. You know, we were discussing this before we pressed record. I feel bad because it seemed like how many patrons were at that match? It seemed
a lot of them.
All of them. I genuinely feel terrible for them.
Yeah.
That you travel all this way to see whatever that was.
Yep.
That was awful. I usually I like to come on here XG and all, you know, give like a technical and tactical analysis for as much as an amateur journalist can or whatever. I mean, I can't give anything on this one. What am I supposed to say?
I warned people. Didn't I say, you know, I said it would be like the massacre at Little Big Horn, you know? That's the where Custer and his troops got wiped out. That was
wow.
That was the setup for the game, and that was what we saw. You saw a team that was unable to do anything, that was incomplete, you know, that was the opponent was in complete control of the game. You could see that the team had absolutely no answers, no strategy, no character, no nothing. You know, it was just a very straightforward game, and it was beautifully set up for it to happen. You know, you had Totti back at the stadium for the first time in 2 years. You had Pellegrini gone for a month. You know, you had all these players suspended, Abraham, Karsdorp. You had Felix with COVID, Cristante coming back from COVID. It was just the perfect match to have a disaster class. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and because of that, I have to tell you, that's why I am very confused. Because we all know ambiente Roma, there's no need to get into that. We all know what it is. But sometimes the ambiente, well, not sometimes, it puzzles me a lot. But there's other times where it just downright shocks and upsets me. Is that match really the one where you're going to bring up discussing Jose Mourinho? The one where you're missing five of your best players, right? Karsdorp, Spinazzola, El Shaarawy, Tammy Abraham, Lorenzo Pellegrini. Like, it's that match against the defending Scudetto champions where you're going to bring him into discussion? This one? This is it? You know, loss to Verona. Okay, sure. Have at it. I'm used to that. Lose to, who? You know, name your mid-table side. Venezia, whatever. But this one?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know, we all get annoyed by it, by the radios, the newspapers, we're used to it. But this one, I'm just sitting here with my jaw all the way on the floor because this is the guy, again, best manager, most storied manager that has arrived at this club in 20 years, okay? I thought they would finish fourth. Clearly, I know nothing because I think pretty clearly they're well off. I mean, just look at 1 through 4 when they're at full strength. I think I'm resigned to the fact that they're just not close to that level yet, which is okay. That's fine. It took me 4 months to get there. I'm there.
But okay. Well, but no. Wait. But I mean, we before the season started, we said that this. What did you say? Because I know that this.
I think I said fourth. I said fourth or fifth.
Then you're in trouble, man. I'm sorry. I'm not responsible for what you say. But in all honesty, this. I think the majority was like before the season started was it was gonna be extremely hard to get to fourth place with this team, and it was more likely that we would, you know, maybe be a little bit ambitious and go for the Europa League. And listen, we're right there, okay? We're, you know, our competition, a reality check, is Lazio and Fiorentina, really. Those are the teams that are very similar to us in terms of transition, in terms of quality.
Inconsistency.
Inconsistency, yes, because you see Vincenzo Italiano being praised as the greatest coach to ever live, and his team is very inconsistent, and they hang on there with us, but there isn't that big of a difference between them or us and Bologna, for example. And that's a terrible thing to think about, that Mihailovic. Or even, hey, now I'm seeing fans of Igor Tudor, who up until 2 months ago was working in a car shop, in a car dealership. And
number two under
under Pirlo.
Di Francesco.
Pirlo.
And then
under Pirlo. Yeah, of course. So I'm just saying, you know, it's just, I think, as you said, that after a game like this, to me, what I can agree on that we didn't see in this game is character. You know, that for me, that if there is one thing that is sort of inexcusable, and that we are not prepared to see when we're talking about the Jose Mourinho team, is the lack of character. Because even in games where you are, you know, you are the underdog, in games where you are basically set up to fail, and that was what we were. I don't know how the odds and the bookmakers, how that all worked out before the game, but there is no chance, you know, there was no light at the end of that tunnel for us in that game. You know, for me, even a point was something out of a dream. You are not going to stop an Inter team that was undefeated in the last 10 games. You were with that team, with that roster at your disposal. We had Bove out there playing, okay? Bove. So I'm just saying that this was not the game where you draw certain conclusions. What you can criticize, and I think it's rightfully so, is, you know, people show up to these games. Plenty, you know, we have our patrons travel all over the world to get to Rome, come to the Olimpico, and you have Francesco Totti there, and the team to just completely fold and look helpless. You can be helpless in terms of, oh, we don't have the players at our disposal. We don't have our captain. We don't have our starting striker. We don't have a right back. We have a central defender filling in as a right back. What is this? But that I can agree. You can have that. But at the same time, I want to see a bit of spirit. I want to see that, oh, really? Everybody is labeling us underdogs. Everybody's labeling us as the losers from the get-go. And at least show some fight. And I think that's, you know, that if there is a big, big criticism looming over this team after that Inter game, is that as soon as, you know, things again go south, they take it up a notch and go even more south. It's like if they're down, they'll start digging, and they'll lower themselves. They won't try to get out of the hole. They won't. They'll start digging, and they're gonna start going down and down, and it's I think that's the most disappointing aspect of of having a team coached by Jose Mourinho, of having certain players like Smalling, like Mancini, players that you associate with grit, with, you know, with a physical presence, you expect this team to at least show some balls when undermanned, you know. And instead, it felt like one of those practice games for, you know, like Milan against Salernitana, or against Spezia.
That looked like a training session.
Yeah,
man.
It. That was welcome to the Stadio Olimpico. You know, you can use the facilities here, and please feel free to take a shot at the goal. Oh, you want to score from a corner kick? That's fine. There you go. And that's unacceptable. Because what is acceptable is, the team just came up short against a better opponent. An opponent that is undoubtedly better, was never before the season labeled as, you know, inferior, right, or on par as Roma. Inter were favorites and are still favorites to win the Scudetto. They have the personnel to do it. They're on a great run of results. So it's not like I expected this team to, you know, to all of a sudden rise from the ashes and play like the Galacticos and make Inter look foolish. But you could at least hope to see some kind of resistance, some kind of, you know, an identity, something where you could say, oh, they're still alive. You know, there is a pulse there, because that's the thing. In these games, when the result gets embarrassing, and to be down 3-0 at halftime is embarrassing, what you as a fan, especially those at the stadium who are chanting for you, what you have to and have to expect from the team is to at least be present and show that, you know, it may not be working out. You know, maybe we're not there yet. And maybe we're just not good enough, but let's try this out. Let's not make the situation worse than it is. And instead, this team just took it down to a whole other level. And the headlines that you see today, the rumors that you see today, they are there, yes, because the ambiente is a sick place, really. And anybody who really wants to join Roma, I have to think that you have to have some kind of mental problem. But those things come up and are written and are talked about because the team gave them a reason to, you know, that the team just spoke it into existence. They with their lack of attitude, their lack of character, they made it a show for everybody to comment on, to make fun of. And that's why in 2021, Jose Mourinho is accepting his second Tapiro d'Oro, which for non-Italians,
how do we explain this?
You should consider yourselves lucky, because there is an Italian TV show, Striscia la Notizia, which is like the dumbest, variety show. How do you call it?
You expect from 1994.
Yeah, it's something totally 90s trash that somehow still plays every night in Italy. And they have this award, which is a Tapiro d'Oro. It's sort of like a bronze statue of an animal. And they basically give it, they hand it over. Yeah, they hand it over to sort of like the loser of the month, the one person that had a really bad month. And it often happens to be in football, like it was Antonio Conte, I believe. In his first few months at Inter, he kept getting them.
Because Cassano got it a few weeks ago.
Oh, there you go.
He said the thing a Totti.
That backfired. That made him look like an asshole. Basically, that award is to cement your status as the asshole of the month. And Jose Mourinho got his second one as the manager in charge of Roma, which, again, it's just And that was made possible because Roma gave them a reason to come up with that award.
Yeah.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch. or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
It's, I don't really know why we should be drawing a lot of conclusions from this one. I didn't expect a win. I thought, you know, if they got a draw, it would be a borderline a miracle. You know, the thing for me too is, Andy, how many minutes would it have taken before Roma actually scored a goal in that match? Because it looked like they could have played for 500 minutes and they still wouldn't have scored. And that's even something Mourinho said after the match. I mean, they had a couple of counterattacking actions and that's about it. One towards the end of the first half. But to speak more to your point, I mean, it was, when was the first goal? 15, 20 minutes, and then Dzeko scored like 10 minutes later. And it was, you know, one goal, two goal, game over by 25 minutes, you know? And that's the thing that is really disheartening from my perspective, at least. It's not about, okay, well, you know, tactically they did this or did that. It just looked like what you said. They had, you know, no interest in kind of fighting back, preserving a bit of just preserving their name, fighting for their shirt or whatever, whatever metaphor or turn of phrase you want to use. It kind of just looked like they gave up. And I think that's the part that bothers me. On top of, again, they're missing half the team. Okay. If you have Pellegrini, Karsdorp, El Shaarawy, Spinazzola, Tammy Abraham, all in there, obviously, I think this is a different match. I don't know about different result as in a loss, but I think it's a different match. Why am I hearing now, okay, after Roma lose very shorthanded to a much better team? Let's be clear. I don't know why this was made into a thing, but I saw a couple people complaining on social media afterwards that Mourinho said, even under normal circumstances, Roma is not as strong as Inter. Is that really a... you're shocked by that? If that's news to you, I guess I can't really... We can't help people who are like that, you know? I mean, we can't... I mean, that's a reality. If you don't want to accept that, that's fine. I just, you know, why is this the match where we're seeing about, oh, Zaniolo this, well, Shomurodov that? Why can't Mourinho do this? It's an emergency now. I mean, to me, it's like, okay, well, this is a team that finished seventh last season. They look every bit the part. So what... It sucks. I'm not saying I'm enjoying this. This has been miserable. I mean, for it to feel like season over before January is, you know, usually the team is kind enough to wait at least until Valentine's Day to stomp on our groin. To do it before Christmas, okay, that sucks. But having said that, I guess where I come out in this is, we knew this would be a period of transition, okay? We knew the situation of the roster. We knew it sucked. We knew that they had to do a lot of things. Maybe we all kind of got blinded. At least I did, I have to admit, that, okay, he has the same players as Paulo Fonseca. You could take the same group and you switch Jose Mourinho with Paulo Fonseca and Jose Mourinho's worth 10 points better. That's a stupid way of looking at it. I admit it, but eh. Sometimes it's easier to fool yourself into thinking positively. I don't know. But this team needs so much work. And let me once again be the bearer of bad news. If you were expecting any belated gifts to arrive in January, I have some really, really bad news for you. I had a couple of people just ask me about Paredes, who has been linked with a return to Roma. Let me just tell you, not happening. His agent, who I know pretty well, Paulo Sabag, I mean, he's been offering him to half of Europe, okay? It's not happening. It's not happening.
Isn't his salary also astronomical?
Yeah, it's five. Yeah, I believe it's either 4.5 or 5. So that would put him at the top of Roma's wage bill. And on top of that, I've already made my feelings known for 7 years now how I feel about Paredes.
Futsal player.
Futsal player. So I'm not going to open that back up. Although him coming back and tearing it up would be the nice
an additional like kick to the groin for us.
It would be. It would be, especially if it happened simultaneously with the Awara leaving, which is very possible. But having said all that, no. But it's not coming. Nothing's going to happen in January that is going to change the fortunes of this team, right, Andy? I mean, I know we talk about it all the time to try and like calibrate people's expectations, but just please, because it's going to make 2022 so much more disappointing for you so early on. Just
right, no, it's, come on. You have to, I mean, you know, listen, it's always a matter of perspective, you know, because imagine, you know, imagine you're, say you're in 1989, and you hear that Francis Ford Coppola is reuniting with Al Pacino for the third Godfather. And you were alive when the first ones came out, and you're like, holy Jesus, you know, this is going to be amazing. You know, how this is going to be the greatest thing in the world. The final, the saga will be completed. You know, this is what dreams are made of. And then you get what you get. And obviously if you set up yourself like that, if thinking, oh my goodness, you know, they are going to make the most amazing ending to a trilogy. This is going to be a trilogy. This is going to be fantastic. You know, this is going to be, if the two was even better than the first one, then the third one will have to be better than the first two ones. And if you set up, you know, if you set up yourself like that, then you are in for a world of disappointment when that movie came out in 1990. And you had to be a bit like, oh, but you know, Francis Ford Coppola now is not 35, 40 years old anymore. He's an older guy now. Al Pacino, he took a break from acting. He's come back. He's made a couple of stinkers. He's not himself anymore. And the cast is different. There is, oh Jesus, there is no Robert Duvall because, oh, the rumors say that he didn't accept. He didn't get the money he wanted, and oh, but you know, there's gonna be Andy Garcia. It's gonna be different. You know, maybe it's gonna be different. I'm gonna have to keep an open mind and see what happens. Similarly, here, if your thinking is, oh man, January, this is gonna be, you know, this is where the good stuff happens. This is where we pick it up. We make very good deals for Zakaria. Maybe we get a really, really, really strong right back, and maybe an additional winger that could, you know, that could then allow Mkhitaryan to sit out, and maybe an additional central defender because Kumbula doesn't convince me. Maybe, you know, maybe this, maybe that. It's not going to work because it's never going to happen. If Roma make a move, they're going to make a couple of moves maximum. And it's very rare for January to be the month where you solve all your problems. It doesn't happen at the best of clubs. It just doesn't happen then in clubs like Roma where really you can count, you know, on one hand, the times where January solved a team's problems. It doesn't happen. This season, it's about persevering. It's about you know, creating some foundations for the future. You have to, this club has to understand, do we really want to say extend Virtus' contract? We want to extend Cristante's contract? What do we want to do with Zaniolo? What do we want to do with guys like Mancini, who we keep relying on? We put the armband on him when Pellegrini is not there, but then we question his performances. What is his status? This is a season where you sort of have to, by the end of it, I expect the club to have concrete answers for these questions. So that's what this season is taking us for. Jose Mourinho is here not to, in my opinion, do anything remarkable in the first season. I, you know, if people set themselves up for winning the Conference League and finishing top four, again, I'm sorry, but The Godfather Part 3 it's not the greatest movie ever. It's not. Whoa. But I'm just saying, if you give it a chance, if you give it a chance, if you really lower your expectations, if you think about it in the grander scheme of things, if you take all things into consideration, hey, Robert Duvall is not there. Oh, my goodness. Sofia Coppola is playing the love interest of Andy Garcia. But if you learn to live with those, you may still have a pleasant experience. And this season is a bit like that. I mean, it's not going to be a pleasant experience because, hey, at the end of the day, this is Roma. And pleasant experience in Roma, it's really something that just doesn't go together. And it's always fun to hear from Totti, you know. Like when they ask him, you know, I still admire him and De Rossi that they find the strength after 30 years of being tied to Roma to still show up at a stadium, see the team lose and be completely annihilated by the opposition and then be asked to talk about the feelings and the sensations during. I mean, what do you expect him to say? And I that's why I admire him, because he still comes up with the answer. Oh, you know, it's always great when Roma play at home. It always feels like home. It's so
fun. That's why De Rossi that one time wore that disguise. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, with Lacazette
at Dallas Bar. He wears a mustache. And,
that's made him the look only like way.
Smokes, you know, just spends his day smoking weed. Yeah. But
that's the only way you can really, I mean, distance yourself from Roma, because it becomes really, it gets to you. So I'm, you know, the important thing is again to, as fans, to understand these games. They suck. This team is not good. It's not good. But at the end of the day, the real objectives that may not be talked about, nobody's going to come up here. Thiago Pinto is not going to come up here and say, we'll be satisfied if we reach Europa League. Okay. He's not going to say that. But if this team reaches Europa League, they're not going to get rid of Mourinho. They're not going to take that as, you know, the ultimate defeat. That's not going to be anything that the club will comment on. They'll come out and say, oh, this is still a very good competition that we are in. We are very proud of the team for making Europa League. That's it, because this season was never about that. I think what this season is about is about avoiding losses like the one we experienced yesterday against Inter, meaning you can lose 3-0. That's, you know, that's Roma have been doing that for the past few seasons, but there is a way in a way. What we were saying under Fonseca is that, oh, this team lacks character. They just take it, you know, whenever the opponent comes at them, they take it. They don't react. They don't find the strength. They don't show attitude. That's what we said. That was our big criticism of Fonseca's Roma. And if there is one objective at the end of the season, is for the team to not lose like they did yesterday, where you just can say flat out, not even looking at the result. You can basically imagine you obscure the result on the corner of your screen. Sometimes you can, you know, and just watch the game. If you look at the player's body language, you can look at their movements, you look at how they run, you can instantly tell this team is helpless. This team has absolutely no chance. And that's what we don't want from Roma.
Yeah, for sure. So before we go, I just had to bring this up because, of course, it's the irony of all ironies. Now, this could change, obviously, depending on the outcome of Champions League, Europa League, so on and so forth. But at the moment, Roma are the favorites for the Conference League. Somebody poses to me on Twitter, because they know you and I make fun of this competition the entire time. I was asked, okay, would you tank the rest of the season if you knew top four was out of the question? Would you tank the rest of the season to go in for a Conference League trophy? And I thought, wow, if you had posed this to me in July, that is like asking me, which testicle would you prefer to be kicked in, the right or the left?
That's, but I think we did something like that. Somebody asked us, you know, would we punt the season for the Conference League?
Well, I thought it was a joke, but now it's no joke. And it's honestly, I mean, if we want to talk about chances for a trophy, if I just want to play off recent histories, Coppa Italia is just something you might as well crumple up the paper and toss it out the window, even though I'm not.
Oh my God! Yeah,
I'm not advocating littering, of course, but littering that opinion of potential Coppa Italia success, I think we might have to put that one in the rear view. But somebody asked me that about Conference League, and part of me was like, okay, do I laugh? Do I cry? Do I drink more wine? Do I turn on Batman and Robin? What do I do to this question when posed? And part of me thought, wow, this is what we get, you and I, for making fun of this thing for the last 8 months or however long it's been. I don't even know how to answer it, but I think I'm leaning towards yes.
Yeah, this is the painful part of the podcast, because you have to, you know, you can say stuff that you want to say, but then you have to, eat crow. It's like Stephen A. Smith when he has to come on air and praise the Cowboys, you know, after going on live TV dressed in a cowboy shirt with a cigar in his mouth, drinking beer on live TV. It's soul crushing. But indeed, if, you know, listen, the last time I think we were up for the Coppa Italia, we lost to Fiorentina 7-1. That's the last time we said we are ready for this competition. We are seriously taking it into consideration. We're ready.
I thought they would win it with
Di
Francesco. They go out and get pummeled by Torino.
But at least that was the season where you went to the Champions League semifinal. So that was also hilarious, because I remember Monchi.
One guy who played from Mexico. What was his name? Moreno. I think that was his only match he played.
Hector, man, you keep missing it out. Hector Moreno played against Torino in the league, not in the Coppa Italia.
I thought it was the Coppa Italia.
He was already on his way out of Roma by then. But he had a historical run of I believe 5 appearances in 6 months. It's always weird when we talk about trophies with Roma. It's like a gag reflex. You don't really know how to take it. You don't know what to make of it. But if somebody looks at this season, looks at our recent form, looks at the current standings, looks at the teams above us, because really, I mean, can you really say who's the real definite favorite this year to win the league? Last year, Inter were there because they had incredible talent and no competitions besides that. And now it's really up for grabs, and it's really interesting, but Roma are not there and they're just not good enough, and they don't deserve to be there. I mean, if you,
this is your long-winded way of saying yes. So you too are sick like me. You would actually,
I mean, listen, if I want to have fun, as a fan, I'll probably say, oh, let's see if they can compete for a trophy. Because at the end of the day, what do you get out of watching Roma? If you have to just take these losses, at least you have to look forward to something. And if that something is, you know, playing in Iceland under a volcano, but at the end of that match, there may be a trophy, we're talking about different game, especially with Jose Mourinho, the man who claims to have won not 25 trophies, but 25 and a half, because the last one was a final that he didn't play because he was sacked. If we're talking about fantasy, then we have to say yes. But we're talking about real hard truth, and the truth is that it's all bleak. There is no hope, and it's gonna come down to trying not to get behind Mihailovic's Bologna and Igor Tudor's Hellas Verona. That's the truth.
Okay, I'm looking at the table for Conference League. I don't even know what to say. There's a team in here called I don't know how you pronounce it in Danish, but it's Randers FC. And their crest is, it looks like So there's a stallion or a horse of some kind, and it looks like the most cartoonish horse head I've ever seen in my life. In fact, it looks like the dead horse head from Godfather. It has.
Oh yeah, it looks. Yeah, it looks. I mean, it looks like a brand of canned food. You know,
like
Randers canned pineapples, the finest you'll ever eat.
It kind of looks like those shirts that you get for anybody who's been to the Olympico or to any match in the Serie A. You know how you have the vendors outside the stadium or even just around in the market areas where they sell the knockoff shirts. Like this would have been like the horse you would have seen on like a Torino shirt. You know, they swap the bull out for this thing.
You know we're going to get hate for this, right? You know that we're going to get absolutely demolished.
Yeah, for the Danish horse ranchers. I'm just saying
that yesterday, I'm looking at Google. First of all, when you Google the team, the Google cannot find the crest. You have to actually Google images the crest because Google does not recognize the crest. And also yesterday,
I get a blank blue badge.
Blank. And yesterday they played against the team that has a dark blue badge, also
OB.
Blank, and called OB, that does not exist on Google. So that's, you know, it's always fun to...
Okay, wow. Okay, let's get out of here. This is...
Go watch Godfather Part 3.
Yeah, okay, everyone. We'll leave it there. Honestly, though, let us know. Conference League, going for it, yeah? Punt everything else and going for it. That's the thought and the question I pose to everybody listening to this. Please, please respond to me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, wherever.
And please respond to me about Godfather Part 3.
Okay? Yeah. Yes.
Contact all right, John everybody. About the football stuff, me about the movies.
Oh, gosh. Okay, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I am hoping the deities allow us something lighter to talk about later this week, which is when we will chat with you again. So until next time, ciao.
Ciao.